to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Post-game coverage, game number 2 of the 2018 ABA Finals Sports Report special presentation. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Got two callers on the line. I got one of our normal guys on with us. Doom, how you doing?
What's going on?
But I also got my man Gene from the group page. Gene, how you doing, man?
All right, how you doing, bro?
Doing good. All right, yeah. Let's go ahead and get into this game. Golden State takes a 2-0 lead in a best of 7, 122-103. Steph Curry just going crazy tonight. 33 points, breaks a finals record with 9 three-point shots made. And he had plenty of help. He had JaVale McGee, of all people, come off the bench with 12. Credit Tony C and Doom, because both of you guys said JaVale McGee needed to start. And he started. No shot in the fool for him. Kevin Durant was efficient with 26. Had Klay Thompson with 20. Draymond Green only had 5 points, but again, he played so well in other areas. Meanwhile, we go up to the Cavaliers, and we see LeBron James with 29 points.
Turn human.
29 points for LeBron James. Kevin Love contributed with 22. Tristan Thompson with 11. George Hill came into the game with 15 points. A little bit more aggressive. J.R. Smith, though, bruh.
He's done. J.R. Smith's career is done.
5 points.
He need to go to the G League.
Oh my goodness.
JR is definitely, he's not locked in at all.
No.
Because, man, he worried about getting that hand rock, man.
That's what they say. I think he got a lot. You can tell the player, you know what I'm saying, he just got a lot. He's not focused on the game. I mean, his IQ is, like, totally, like, not there. I don't know if there's something going on with his child that he had not too long ago, you know, no disrespect, but... you know, he just seemed like his mind is totally not in the arena.
No, you have to explain that over the whole season, man. His the child stuff was last season. His child's fine. He's not been playing good all season. I'll go back to when Dwayne Wade had an issue. He got mad because he was coming off the bench. So
And he had that issue about the bench. I think that he in year, what, 14?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, what is he averaging this season? 8.3 points a game. That's just starting the shooting guard. That's the whole season.
Yeah, our backcourt is horrible.
Yeah,
our backcourt is horrible. LeBron is the backcourt. And at the end of the day, those guys, like I said, he'll actually has been stepping up and... he's been filling that void. Tonight was a tough night for them because they done really well with keeping LeBron away from the basket. You see, every time he touched the ball, there was two defenders coming up through the elbows. They were right there in front of his face, so it's forcing him to get it out of his hand. This is where JR needed to be important, and he didn't do that. And he was always looking for. We missed the extra passes. We needed the extra pass. We got to get that defense to shift a little bit. But JR is not an ever. I mean, even when he came to the Cavs, he wasn't actually included in the trade. He was like pawned in the trade. They said if you get who do we get from New York? What's his name? Iman Shumpert. If you take Iman Shumpert, you got to take JR. You know what? Okay, we don't want him. So him coming over. And LeBron took him up under his wing. LeBron made him a better man. LeBron made him a better player. I don't know in this last year what has happened to him.
They should have kept going.
Yeah, they should have. Oh, no.
Sharper's more of a defensive player. He's not an offensive player at all.
Yeah, he's more defensive player. And we need a defensive player on the perimeter. But I really think, you know, Tristan Thompson stepped up on the perimeter playing defense. He's learning how to use his limp up there. We have a bad backcourt.
Tristan Thompson was getting abused tonight.
He was getting abused tonight. But we're talking about the finals, too. We're talking about.
Okay.
Plan every
Let's
two
see.
Nights.
He was negative one plus or minus. He only played 23 minutes. He only got five dunks, but offensive and defensive rebounds, he only had 5 rebounds. Kevin Love out rebounded Tristan Thompson. They kept him off the glass.
Well, they kept him off the glass, and when you to keep him off the glass, it was just like they did last year. You put a body in front of him and you put a body in back of him. You keep him immobile so he can't get in position to rebound.
Right.
Because they know that's his strength. He doesn't do anything else but rebound. So it's not hard to scheme on him. They were very physical with him. But you got to admit that Golden State was actually getting to the rim pretty easily. So he wasn't even around the rim a lot tonight to get rebound. So that is a part of what happened tonight. Now, on the putbacks, he was getting some putbacks. He got a couple of dunks off, a couple pick and rolls there. But for the most part, Tristan Thompson wasn't the reason why. It was the lack of putting a matchup against JaVale McGee.
Right.
Because once he came off the switch, it was always either George Hill or J.R. Gardner. And that was just too small. He should have went to the bench and got Larry Nance early and often, and you should have kept him in the game. Larry Nance is one of those type players. He's a rhythm guy. You can't keep sitting him down and then think he's going to give you something when he comes out. He's a rhythm player. That's how he played in L.A. He's an open floor rhythm guy. He plays above the rim. He can get boards. He gets put back. He does a lot of things that Kevin Love can't do because he can't jump, and he does a lot of things that Tristan can't do because he's more effective at scoring close to the rim. Tristan struggles around there. So, you know, it's a lot that was going on. But it's primarily, to me, it wasn't the play of Cleveland. It was the scheme. It was the game planning. It was not making any adjustments. And it also was the refs. The refs played a big part in what was going on tonight.
They let it go both ways. So we're not going to make excuses for Cleveland not winning tonight because of the refs. They called a game straight down the middle. As LeBron got away with a travel.
With a shove and a travel, right?
Yes. LeBron gets away with traveling and shoving every time he goes to the hole. So I don't want to sit here and be like, oh, they were calling it one-sided. LeBron, if you count how many steps he takes about 4 steps every time he drives to the hole. That's the travel. He throws a shoulder into somebody. That's a charge. So I don't want to sit here and act like the refs. They did not play good because in the second quarter, Cleveland only scored 18 points. They were battling.
I think
back.
We actually played, and that's a good point because we actually played a good quarter. I think we outscored 34-32.
You played a good second. 34. You played a good second and third quarter, yes.
Yeah, we played good third quarter. 34,
18 points.
Because the second quarter, I'm sorry. Yeah, the second quarter they played. It was the third. They played. It was the third. They outscored Golden State. Yeah,
y'all got outscored three of the 4 quarters. First, third, and the first, second, and third.
No, the first, second, and fourth.
Yeah.
Third quarter is the quarter that they generally Golden State generally plays well in. That's when they actually kick it in gear. So I thought we'd done a better job defensively. I thought he kept the starters in too long and it wore them down.
Yeah.
And that's what led to the fourth quarter fall apart. They were just tired. And, you know, to go back to the roughing, they changed the rule on a jump shooter that's in the air and that's trying to initiate the contact. It was a call, I think, on Golden State where they gave Golden State a foul. And I think it was either Curry or was it Klay Thompson. One of them shot the ball, went in the air, and initiated the contact. And I think Cal Korver was guarding. the rule states that, that the defender has to be able to come back and touch the ground if he's going to initiate that contact, and the foul goes on the offensive player. LeBron came down on the other end. He did the same thing. He pump fake. He went in the air, went and tried to initiate the contact, and they didn't give him nothing. So at times the refs were bad. I don't think they were good. I think they actually, you know, kept the Cavs. I mean, LeBron was getting hammered. I mean, come on. I mean, he was definitely getting hammered.
He went to the line 9 times. I mean, see, this is what to kill me about what you were saying. It would have been one thing, but last series going to state play, PJ Tucker and James Harden did that the whole series and got calls. Jump up and draw the contact when it was on some BS. Mm-hmm. So again, that they just pick your poison. I mean, again, they were letting them play kind of physical tonight. It's the finals. Don't think when you get back to Cleveland, y'all be getting away with people. Because first of all, y'all got lucky tonight. Tristan Thompson should have been suspended. He punched Draymond Green in the face with the ball. So let's get that back straight.
Oh my goodness! I thought he was gonna be suspended too. I really thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
I really thought he was gonna be suspended.
I thought it was going to be. I think he got fined what, $25,000.
He got fined $25,000.
Mm-hmm. He got fined $25,000. That was just for not leaving the floor upon the ejection.
Right.
But do we argue the fact that the guy that he, even though you can't do it, but it's Draymond Green, and do you think that there should have been a taunting call there? I can see clapping and rooting your team on, but to actually physically go and walk in front of a guy who just got kicked out and stop and clap in his face, that he should have been hit with taunting, but I don't think that call was made because Tristan was already ejected.
So what? He still punched him in the face.
Let me head on over real quick, fellas. I got another phone caller on the line. Tony C, what's up, man?
I just want to know, do we got a Cleveland LeBron James apologies on this phone?
Genius.
I've been waiting to catch one of them. I've been waiting to catch one of y'all.
Oh my goodness.
What was it again? A LeBron James who?
Apologist.
Are you a LeBron James apologist?
Are you a hater?
Oh no. First of all, I don't hate on greatness. All right,
right.
I mean, when you score 50 points and win, I'll give you a problem. But when you score 50 and lose, empty 50, and then you expect for your team to come out and be like on the money, man, look, y'all done, man. You stick a fork in it. It's over. Steph Curry, listen, man. Steph Curry with a shot, killing you. So what I want to ask you as a LeBron apologist. What you gonna do about Steph Curry? What's your LeBron sympathizer? I'm sorry. What's gonna do about Steph Curry?
Here's the thing. This is how we beat him before. You got to make Curry play some defense. But obviously, if LeBron is only one scoring all the points and he's doing most to initiate the offense, it's hard to get Curry to defend somebody who's not doing nothing. So you got to put him on somebody.
I'm about to stop you right there. Okay. You said make him play defense.
You got to make him play D.
Okay.
Got to wear those legs out.
Okay. Wear them legs out. Okay. So if he ain't scoring 30, KD going to hit you for 30. How you going to stop that?
Well, you play great team defense, and you try to do the best you can with that.
I mean, I just
think... But listen to what I'm saying. When you got a guy like Curry who can shoot as well as he does, I mean, it's not like he's the most textbook shooter in the world, but it goes in, and you know what I'm saying, and it's on his side. If you can't stop him from shooting, you stop him from scoring less. So what that means is you got to force him to go inside to shoot twos. If he's going to kill you, you're not going to keep killing. What about KD? Well, here's the thing about KD. You got to catch KD coming across half court. You can't give him any space because once he rises up, it's over with. You can't block that. Do you know who will be a good... you know, here's my guy that you put in the game, because it's all about personnel, and you got guys on the bench, and you got to use these guys. Playing at the level Golden State plays at, they wear teams down. They're running through screens. I mean, you're getting chucked. I mean, it's a lot going on. You got to go to the bench, and you got to continuously try to get some fresh legs out there. You got to use Calderon. He's a smaller guard, so he can get up in that guy's chest.
Wait a minute. You're not going to speed past that. So you saying Calderon is going to be the savior in this series?
Calderon's not the savior. You have to be able to use your personnel. If you look at the time that he had his starters in both games, he didn't make a sub the first game until like four minutes left in the first quarter. Tonight, he waited till about 6 minutes, and he got Jeff Green in at first. You can't run your starting five.
Let me ask you this question. Real talk.
Y'all couldn't stop a one-legged Klay Thompson.
12-on-12, did you really think coming into the series, 12-on-12, mm-hmm. that Cleveland could beat Golden State? Take injuries out of it. Don't nobody get hurt. All wrong. Everybody stay 100%.
Right. I'm going to answer. Really
In your heart.
In my heart.
Okay.
Not in my heart, but just knowing the game.
Okay. But in your heart.
We were definitely outmanned. We outmanned.
Also, use the we now. Okay. See, I like these blind witnesses that LeBron needs. You said it, Sean. Okay, I'll find another one. Nick Wright, all y'all, the losers of Grammy.
Nick Wright is probably
one of the best commentators that commentate.
Oh, hell no.
He lies and false propaganda out there. How you going to be greater than somebody who ain't lose at something? That logic makes no sense. I'm better. Listen, you better than somebody who never lost.
When you make it to the finals, it becomes about matchups. Obviously, you seen tonight. You know, he threw JaVale McGee in there early. It's what they call a slip screen, and he kept running that slip screen. And the way to stop that, you have to have a primary defender. That means you got to communicate right away. Who's gonna stay on the ball, and who's gonna guard McGee while he's diving down to the basket? So that was coaching. That was coaching.
Because if you go with McGee, then you leave the 3-point shooter open.
Yep.
They damn if they do damn if they don't, man.
It's tough. But there are ways to slow it up. You gotta remember, Golden State played a hell of a game. And I'm talking about, they probably only have, maybe 8 turnovers. They played a great game, and they only led it by 10 through most of the game. So we wasn't all the way out of it. We just couldn't hit shots, and we couldn't get that off.
Y'all not stopping to go to State 5 straight times. You might get a default, but it ain't, no, not 5 straight stops. But y'all defense ain't Boston. I mean, Tatum and Brown ain't defending out there. Offensively, you might be. And then, let me tell you something. Kyle Korver is a bum on defense. Kevin Love is a bum on defense. Who else?
Kyle Korver.
He's a bum on defense.
So, they couldn't stop a one-legged Klay Thompson tonight.
Exactly. And now Iguodala probably going to play Wednesday. You screwed. Y'all couldn't do it without Iguodala, man.
I don't think any of those guys are lockdown defenders, primarily for Cleveland. We got to play. Yeah, you play team defense. I think Kyle Korver is the best team defensive player out there on the floor.
So, Gene,
when you talking one-on-one ISO, no. Hell no, they can't stop nobody ISO. Okay. But that's where the team defense comes
in. Gene, let me ask you this.
Hold on, Will, before you get to that. I just want to say, half the issue is when they go screen roll with Steph Curry, Cleveland not fighting over the screen. They just automatically switching Kevin Love out there. If I was Kevin Love, I'd be cussing them out. Because ain't no reason I should be guarding Steph Curry.
You putting Kevin Love out there.
They never fought over top of the screens. Golden State fought over top of their screens. And they stayed in the guy. Yes.
And you know why?
I agree with
that. Fought over screens. They ain't fought over screens all. They ain't fight over screens in training camp. That's not something you can just turn on right now in the NBA Finals, bro.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Ain't no doubt about it. Oh,
has been flat. The Cleveland Cavaliers were 29th in defense. That was not. Only thing that was going to do is go from 29th to what? 15th in the playoffs. Because you now you the field and stuff.
Right.
The defense has been trash. And LeBron is part of the issue, too. Because
LeBron don't play
complaining about he can be. But how can you be the GOAT and you back? You bad at the referees.
But I don't think that's the question here. I don't
find me the footage of Michael Jordan not getting back on defense in the NBA Finals.
But I don't think that's the
question. Don't worry,
I'll wait. But I don't think that's the question.
Well, Michael Jordan, he walks up the court, too. I mean, he uses a lot of offense. I mean, he uses a lot of energy.
I say, find me the footage of Michael Jeffrey Jordan not getting back in transition in the NBA Finals.
I'll find it for you. I don't think that's the question. The question is right now in what we're doing in this series. And right now, from what I'm looking at it, despite all the controversy of game one, Cleveland still had a chance to win in overtime. They didn't do it. And now you coming to this game. And now you're coming into this game.
But you can't play a team like Golden State in overtime because they get out and score right away. When you come down and hit those threes, there's not enough time on the clock to climb back in it.
But
and that's what they've been doing this whole series. Climbing back in it.
But,
playing from behind.
But so if those, you look at today... Those,
that going in overtime, it was over.
But if you look at it today, 122-103, I'm looking at Cleveland as a team. And maybe with some adjustments here and there, which I didn't see Ty Lue do.
Right.
Let's be real. See, people ain't been real about this, man. The only adjustment that they could make is go get new players. Get better players. That's the only adjustment. They need to go have trials at the YMCA in Cleveland somewhere and try to get some better players.
Unfortunately,
you just can't. You can't add people to the roster and take people away from the roster.
Well, they screwed.
You gotta roll what you got.
All I'm saying, you gotta know
your personnel and what they can do and their strengths.
If it was me,
always been great in their secondary breaks. In transition, their secondary breaks are awesome. They are very hard to defend. Even with Draymond bring the ball up, you really.
But if it was me, J.R. Smith would have played 3 minutes. If he ain't give me nothing for 3 minutes, I'm putting Kyle Korver in. If Tristan Thompson ain't giving
totally
me
nothing,
I would have sent J.R. Smith back home to Cleveland. That's what I would have done.
William, let me say this. Since Kevin Durant got on this team, mm-hmm. they have played two times in the NBA Finals
mm-hmm.
this year,
mm-hmm.
five times last year,
mm-hmm.
two times in that regular season. They split them two years ago when
mm-hmm.
he first got there,
mm-hmm.
and then they swept them two times. So in it, they didn't play what? That's about 10 games?
About
10, 11 games.
Mm-hmm.
And Cleveland only won one. No, two.
What do you mean?
Two. Since Kevin Durant set foot on the Golden State Warriors, they've played about 10 to 12 times, and Cleveland only won twice.
If you stepped on the floor, Kevin Durant was that piece that just took them over the top. When those guys leave the floor, Kevin Durant can't lead that team. Kevin Durant can't do nothing but play individual basketball. Those guys work well as a unit, and you got to give them credit. I give them all the credit in the world. And I'm from Northeast Ohio. I love LeBron James. I love the Cleveland Cavaliers. When he leaves, I'm still like Cleveland. But at the end of
the day, he created this month. If they were to lock their series,
Cleveland don't get to where they at.
I know that.
No, they don't get to they don't get to go nowhere. Listen, when LeBron left the first time, went to Miami, Cleveland never made the playoffs. He came back from Miami, and they makes the playoff 4 years in a row. So it can never be LeBron. He does dominate the game a little bit, but he's that great a player, and he set himself apart from everybody else. These guys have to understand. He's that great of a player.
Well, he went human tonight.
He paced himself. After you score 51 the first game, this guy is 15 years in. You score 51 one game, 2 days ain't enough rest for this guy. You know what I mean? And he's still a team guy, and he's still going to try to get those guys involved.
Kevin Durant. When Kevin Durant, listen to this, man. When Kevin Durant made that move, it wasn't no bitch move. Because we could say LeBron going to play with Chris Bosh in Miami. You can't blame that man for wanting to be able to play one-on-one. That's what LeBron was able to do down in Miami.
I got a question for you. When LeBron leaves,
with an unclawed lane. That's all they want to do. Don't nobody want to play with the lane full up. You can't say that, man.
You're right. When LeBron went to Miami, D Wade won again. Okay. When LeBron left, D Wade can't get out the East. Yeah, but he has Shaq. But he can't get out the East. Go ahead.
When LeBron leaves again this year, what's going to be your excuse?
About what? Them not making the finals? Or everybody knows when he leaves that this is just going to change the dynamic of.
Listen, until Kevin Durant, them three break up, that's the best big three out there.
LeBron can go anywhere. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about game two. I can't talk about the future because you got to remember we came back 3-1 and won us a title.
Kevin Durant?
Didn't Adam Silver help with that?
Exactly.
Championship
win.
Give him that one. Was Kevin Durant on that team that you beat 3-1? Okay, then that's my point.
Kevin Durant was on that team.
They wouldn't have lost.
Okay, how many All Stars do LeBron got playing with him right now in this present team? How many All Stars does LeBron have playing on this team right now?
One.
That can play at a high level.
One.
That can play. Just
one.
That's just answering the question.
He's got one.
When you look at the complexity of Golden State, you look at how many All-Stars they got over there. Yes, this is a tough series. It's a tough team. I've never taken nothing away from Golden State.
Three of them were drafted. Don't forget that.
That's right. They built
that team through the draft. Mark Jackson, he built that team through the draft. And then you added a few players after those three. And it made it a great dynamic.
Kyrie
ran off and he got beaten. And he still understands he's not the king of the East.
Wait a minute.
He's not the king of the East. The king of the East is LeBron. He went to a team. He got hurt.
He's the king of the world.
They're the king of the world. Right now, they're the defending champions. I give you that. But they can't. We would have won the first game. Do you realize that the first game would have been won if we wouldn't win overtime? If they don't make mistakes, you got to hit a free throw. You can't drive the ball out past the 3-point line. You know, you get a win. They was beatable.
I thought you said you knew in your heart that they weren't gonna win. Come on now.
What? You said period.
He's
for the series.
He's talking about game one.
That was ours. We should have took that. And there ain't no doubt about it. And everybody knows that. We should have took that. Game two, they came out tonight. They made some adjustments over there at Golden State. JaVale McGee was the key. Sean Livingston scored 10 off the bench.
As long as McGee in the game, that keeps LeBron out the lane. LeBron want to get to the cup. If he ain't getting
that, ain't why. That ain't LeBron. Can't nobody in the league guard LeBron one on one. So at the end of the day, especially
KJ
when he gets moving,
Barrera.
LeBron was getting contested early at the 3-point line. As soon as he got the ball in his hand, he was forcing him to pass it. So they was looking to get it out of his hand, which is smart basketball.
Yep.
He relied on his guys to try to make shots, and he just couldn't sink them. And that's the complexity of Cleveland's team. We know they're not that good.
In the NBA Finals,
there's team. But to me,
he should have just lost to Boston. He should have just lost to Boston and let Boston have a chance.
But
he getting all these shots.
But to me,
getting knocked out.
Nobody came in. Go ahead, William. Nobody came in the series and said we were shooting the ball lights out.
Right.
They know we are a jump shooting team. If we're on, we're on. But if we're off, we're off. You know. And you can't play Golden State and chase them around through all those screens, all those down screens. You can't do it and then come back offensively and just think you just go knock down a whole bunch of shots. Those legs start to go. And that's where I say coaching comes in, because now you need fresh legs. You got personnel on that bench. You have to do something to at least keep the energy up.
Yeah.
And you ran your five.
So are you going to... So let me ask you a question.
That's one of the last people I put in. I like his energy, but he's not the one.
So let me ask you a question.
That's right. Put in Calderon. There you go. You hit it right on the nail.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Gene. Let me ask you a question. You bench Rodney Hood for game three? You bench J.R. Smith to put in Rodney Hood game three?
Would I bench? No, I bench J.R. and put Korver at the two and bring Calderon to the one and then run LeBron, Tristan, and Love. I'll bring those guys off the bench.
He's trying to get blowed out.
Oh, no. You talking about experience.
Oh, yep. My God.
When they run
that 1-2 pick and roll with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, they switch Korver on Steph Curry, what you do there? You help, right?
You trap. Everybody got to help. He knows when he has to go, and he's one-on-one, they know that they have to play team defense. This team cannot play individual defense. And so if they're going to switch, which they do a lot.
So if you bring in Calderon, and if you bring in Kyle Korver, and you are going back home to Cleveland. I'm just trying to find some type of bright spot here for Cleveland. You are going back to Cleveland, so you think that backcourt will be able to defend Steph Curry and Klay Thompson straight up?
Here's the deal. If you're going to play the one, you got to be able to defend the one. That's the rule, okay, in basketball. So here's the deal. I don't need him the whole game. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. When you got older players like JR, we don't need him to use a lot of energy. If I can get this guy out there to wear him, remember Dellavedova when Dellavedova did it? We can wear stuff down to where he starts.
Kevin Durant was not on the team. But you cannot afford to play these bums with Kevin Durant.
Well, you answering your own question, why this team is this good? It's because of Kevin Durant. So basically tell me without Kevin Durant that LeBron and them can compete with this team.
I got one question for you.
I would give
if that, Harrison give Barnes would have hit two shots, y'all wouldn't even have won that damn championship. So that was the problem with Golden State.
No. Who just said that?
That was doomed.
Because I'm going to tell you the sequence. The sequence is this. This is what won us a championship. Here's the sequence. JR runs the floor. He makes Iguodala change direction. LeBron comes up, and here comes the block. They kick it out, and they get it to Kyrie, and he sinks the shot. That's the sequence, and that's what won the game.
Okay. Let me explain this to you, my man.
And now...
LeBron won to Cleveland. He made a promise, and he did that. And he brought a lot of money with him, and he brought Cleveland is a better city with him in it. If he leaves, I don't know how good it'll be. You know, it's all questionable. But at the end of the day, I'm satisfied with what LeBron has done for Cleveland. And if he decides to leave, it's his career. 15 years, LeBron, you can go anywhere you want to. You got homes in L.A., you got a home in Cleveland, you got two homes in L.A. if he wants to leave, and I doubt if he leaves Cleveland unless he retires. I don't see him going to another team because a team that gets LeBron. Listen, a team that gets LeBron has to give up a lot to have him on that roster because of his pay. This guy is going to be guaranteed $37 million a year on this next contract. So you got to give up some players. So there's no complete team for him to go to without them giving up some. So his best bet is to stay in Cleveland. And we go after a Chris Paul, who's a restricted free agent. Paul George, restricted free agent. Even Carmelo, he's a restricted free agent. So there's some things out there that can happen. Man.
You just said Carmelo Anthony. Anthony.
That dude is all he got to do is shoot. Carmelo got the best one dribble pull up in the business right now.
But see,
Wait a minute.
Right now.
Let me ask you this question. So if you take, off this Cleveland team right now. You take, you're going to have to lose some pieces. You take away, JR, Kyle Kuhl, add Carmelo Anthony, and play Golden State. That's a better team?
Wait a minute. First of all, we don't got no bona fide point guard, okay? So you would have been better off telling me CP3. Now, you put CP3 in that situation, which, by the way, CP3 is the best passing point guard in the league.
He'll be hurt before he even play a minute for y'all.
He's going to get hurt.
Hamstring.
You guys talk hypothetics. Let's hypothetically say we don't know if he'll get hurt, but we don't know. Let's say he's not hurt. Does that make that a better backcourt with him back there at point guard?
CP3 and J.R. Smith?
You keep J.R. if that's something that they tend to do, because Calderon probably won't be around.
But if they
decide to keep JR, this is the last year of his contract. I think we were on, 14 million, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. This is last year of his contract. Nobody in the league is going to take that pay. So he's going to be stuck in Cleveland.
He's going to the G League. That's what J.R. Smith's doing.
So you mean to tell me I got to get some service out of him? I just can't take him to the G League and then he play down there and then he become a two-way player and then you got to pay him $14 million?
Right. That ain't going to happen. Two-way player? He going to only average 6 points down in the G League. What you talking about, dog?
Let's be honest, man. I don't know where LeBron can go. I don't know what move can be made other than him doing something like this. They get like 4 All-Stars and they got to be certain ones. Because you got to be able to shoot mid-range and long-range to beat Golden State. But other than that, man,
you got to be physical.
No matter where he can go. Even
see,
if
and you're saying that, and you're right. And that's right. That's not logical.
Philly's best bet.
No, it ain't that. It just ain't enough balls in Houston, man. You got LeBron dominates the ball. Harden dominates the ball.
Philly be his best bet because in Philly, he can play off the ball.
Steph Curry is playing like Allen Iverson back in 2001. When he get the ball, it's going up.
If I don't fight over screens and stay in his jersey, I will go up too. And that's Cleveland's fault. They're not playing
they played aggressive on defense this season?
That's been my whole point.
We play in spurts sometimes here and there, but not consistently. But
like I said on last podcast, Like I said last podcast, they may have given you 22 minutes of good consistent defense. They may have given you that last game. They gave you somewhat of a decent defensive effort. I think a lot of that was Golden State's fault. They weren't blocking down on rebounds. They were letting Golden State hit the board. They were letting Cleveland hit the boards a little bit too hard. And they were just letting LeBron go off. But typically, Cleveland, they don't play good defense. I question Ty Lue and what he does in terms of as offenses and defensive sets. What he does with his personnel, I question that.
What do you mean? Hold on, Will. When you say you question him with his defensive set, like what in particular do you think he's doing that should be changing?
The thing that should...
What are you talking about? You asking Will I'm what asking defensively?
Yeah, I'm asking Will.
Yeah, the thing that should
William
be...
was saying he questions, like, what can he do? What can he do other than put ball pressure, press up on the ball pressure, which leaves them free to go back door pretty much. So they not, they too slow. So they can't play up. Because if you play up, you go get beat back door because you're slow as hell. So
and that's true.
What can they do?
Because they can't score. You're right. If they play up, which Golden State starts as like a four out, one in set that they run, and that's where they was running at tonight, where there was a slip screen. And the slip screen, right, and he was getting open, and it was coming open down the middle, and then it was coming open off the baseline.
But you need to do something.
What they call that is you got to stay packed in, but you can't stay packed in with them because, you know, obviously they can shoot. The best thing to do is go man, and what Cleveland didn't do, you can't be switching on everything when you got shooters that don't have to have a lot of space to get the ball in the air. So
now
you
want to go back
to stay.
But see with me.
I
want
to go back to what you said about Boston.
But for me, the thing that I don't like that I think they don't do, they don't try to create turnovers. They don't trap.
What you mean, like gambling and passing lanes?
They don't even attempt to trap anybody. Whether it be full court,
because
half
they're
court,
too slow,
they don't even attempt
and don't get back. They're giving up a layup or a wide over 3 points.
They're not even attempting.
And I agree with him on that.
They're
I agree with
trying.
Because I'll tell you why.
They're not even trying.
When they trap, when they trap, once they initiate a trap the one time, the keys to a trap is you don't have to worry about the turnover. You worry about completing the trap. So when they go up high, teams start stopping right after they get across half court, so they'll come all the way up, and it opens up that fucking elbows, it opens up the paint, so they can't trap because those guys can't.
But I thought in this youth movement, you got rid of all the veterans, got rid of all the vets. In this youth movement, you picked up Hood, you picked up Jordan Clarkson, you got Larry Nance, you got young legs that supposedly can do it.
Just because they're young, don't mean they
not.
Just because you're young, don't mean you're fast. There's a difference.
Well, you can
it's
be
not
that.
Young. It's a bunch of young slow people.
you need fresh legs, but it's the rotation. That's Ty Lue. That's whoever's controlling the rotations. That's what the problem is. I've seen it. I don't know how many times this year LeBron will come out the game. Let's say they rest him the last 2 minutes of the first quarter, or maybe every now and then. But he usually plays all the way through. But when he leaves the floor, and you got Clarkson and Nance and Korver and those guys on the floor, the ball moves so much better because there's no dominating factor there, and that's what they need against Golden State. Golden State, they have to be able to move the ball. They have to be able to make those extra passes. They're not doing that. They go one pass, somebody's going ISO. But what tonight Golden State was doing was they were trapping the first pass. So as soon as they gave it to somebody, here they come. Boom, 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 boom.
Yes, Tony.
And they was making it really hard to get that ball out of their hand.
You got a question for me, Tony?
William.
Yes.
Cleveland 1 through 12 has probably the second or third worst roster. In the playoffs.
I agree with you.
The only reason anybody would take that team.
I agree with you.
And he can carry them through the East.
I agree with you. But
the team is old and slow, man.
I agree.
The only reason Boston did.
They were missing their two best players.
Not only that. They can't shoot like Golden State.
Right.
Everybody can't do that. They want to try, but they can't. I'm saying to say.
I'm just saying, Cleveland, man. You.
It wasn't because of Cleveland defense per se. Mm. It's just that Boston can't shoot. They're not Golden State.
Yeah, they weren't consistent. They weren't consistent enough on offense. They were using their youth to try to defeat the Cavs, and that wasn't helping them at all.
I'm just saying, man. This is not the finals that I personally Gene, I know you're happy. Watkins Hightower, if you're out there, I know you're happy to see the King in the finals. This is why I didn't want to see it, because these guys are just being destroyed. They're outclassed. They're outmanned. And you got to try to, and when you're in that situation, you have to try to do something to compete. And these guys, they're not able to compete.
The only thing that can make this series close is Silver and the referees get together Wednesday night for the game and say, we not going to let Golden State win this game.
Right. You may say that.
If the referees don't get in on it, LeBron can score 60, and they still gonna lose because that's
based on supporting cast, because if he scores 50, and through his history, at least the last 4 or 5 years, when LeBron scores that high, when he scores that high, yeah, you got Jeff Green. I think he scored 19 in that game 7 against Boston.
Mm-hmm.
George Hill kind of stepped up the last 2 games. But when LeBron scores that much, he doesn't need to score that much. LeBron needs to stay right around 25 in order for this to work.
So you said maybe 25, 10 to 15 assists on him between
there. You know why I don't have no assists because LeBron gets most
of his rebounds because teams tend to not crash the board, and he gets a lot of long rebounds.
That's how he gets the rebounds.
Right.
Let me say this to you. The reason why I don't have LeBron sympathy for LeBron James in this roster, LeBron James making $30 plus million a year. Same reason why people didn't have sympathy for Kobe when that team went down. Because NBA, you got a soft cap. So that means you get to pay a luxury tax. It ain't in the NFL. But if you take half that money, you can have better players on that team.
Agreed.
You have younger players on that team.
Agreed.
You know. So you mean to tell me? Listen to what you're saying. You're saying that one of the best players in the game, you want him to take a half a pay cut from his salary to make a better team around him.
He has a lifetime contract with Nike. He don't need the money.
Yes, sir.
So he did you say he's not worth the $35 million?
Not saying he's not worth it. No one said he wasn't worth it.
But I'm paying him by performance. I'm giving him his $32 million because he performed.
But Tim
other guys ain't worth the money.
Okay, that's cool. But when I don't have money to put nothing but bombs around you, you can't look at me and ask me why because I'm paying you.
But you have to understand, Tim Duncan settled for what did he make last year, 10 million, I think it was, he settled for 10 million to keep the team intact,
and he is five of six for rings, and LeBron's only three of six.
Yep.
When was the last time San Antonio won a title? Was it 20?
When he beat Braun, was it 14?
And ever since then, they haven't won anything. But they continuously be in the playoffs every year. They've been in the playoffs, 20 years in a row or something like that?
And one's supposed to make it this year, which is a credit to Popovich.
But the issue is Tim Duncan is 5-1 in the finals. So, again,
he is 5-1 in the finals.
And LeBron is about to be 3-6. He's going to have his infinity gauntlet of donuts.
But I don't think nobody in the league or in history has made 9 finals appearances.
They haven't made eight straight.
You take an 82-game season,
he can go,
which LeBron averaged.
He can keep going, man. He can go to 9. He can go to 20 straight. If you don't end up with 3 titles, what's the point? You beat 3-17 in the finals, but I went 17 times.
I think it's a hell of a legacy.
I mean, that's a hell of a thing to make the finals.
I get what you're saying.
The NBA has seen this guy 8 straight finals. He's the best player, to in my opinion, because I always said Michael Jordan is a great two-guard. And that's what he was, a great two-guard. He revolutionized the shoe game. But this guy, LeBron, has done some things that I don't think any other player could have done. And I don't want to go back to Wilt Chamberlain and those guys when they didn't have a three-point line. They only played 42 games.
No, he was there the biggest player out there.
Derrick Rose got eight losses in the final. One for eight.
And but here's my thing when you say that about LeBron. I link him a lot to Brady, because when you look at Brady over in the AFC, it's a weak AFC. And we all know as football fans, it's a weak AFC. Hell, he got half the open test solved in his own division. So
you can say
the same thing with LeBron.
You can't make $30 million a year in a salary cap league, or even a soft cap. This ain't baseball where you can just pay everybody what you want to pay them and you keep it moving.
I'm just gonna let you know.
Thinking $30 million?
I just think Bill Russell, 10 straight years and 10 titles.
Who did that? Bill Russell. That's a different era of basketball. He was the biggest guy out there over anybody in the league. Come on.
Let me ask you this one, man. If LeBron, let's say LeBron go to Philly. When he gets to Philly, is it smart for him to get paid $30 million a year?
I'm gonna pay him what he's worth, but it's not a smart move to go to Philly because you have a bona fide guard.
Okay. Let's just say anywhere he go, anywhere he decide to go, Philly, Houston, L.A., no matter, stay in Cleveland, no matter. Is it smart for the team to actually win the title? I ain't talking about compete for the title. But to beat this carnation of the Golden State Warriors, is it smart for him to be making $30 million a year?
You're paying what he's worth.
See, I don't agree.
I'm not asking what it's worth. I'm asking you, is it smart for him to make $30 million a year?
What people don't realize, when he was in Miami, he took a pay cut, somewhat of a pay cut.
Two titles.
And they won two titles. That was to keep the goon of the team.
Ray Allen.
His name. LaDonis Haslam.
He wanted to keep them around. Shane Battier. Yo, people, shooters who you need.
I'm gonna hit Skip Bayless. Ray Allen saved his ass.
He took a slight pay cut for.
He wasn't making thirty million dollars.
I think all three of them. Okay. I think all three of them were making about. Making. I think he was about $16 million. I think a season.
Okay.
In Miami, if I'm not, give or take a few million. But what I'm saying is if he takes a pay cut in Cleveland, who would you get that could be free up? That could be freed up to come to Cleveland.
I didn't preface it by saying stay in Cleveland. I'm just saying anywhere he decided to move. Be it L.A., Houston, Philly, no matter where he decided to go. To beat Golden State with them three,
mm-hmm.
does he need to make $30 million a year?
The only reason why I say that is because this guy's worth his money.
I understand what you're saying. I'm with you, bro. I'll take a pay cut.
To keep certain players on the team, but again, on the flip side,
LeBron James does not need money. He got more endorsements than any other NBA player.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, he does.
So if
and
he
I don't
was
think
smart,
I,
he will take a pay cut on the salary and to get a strong team.
So here's
he's
my,
not thinking.
And you also said something. That he should, and we don't mean to gang up on you, but you said that he shouldn't go to Philly. Why do you say that?
He's not going to
because Ben Simmons hasn't proved, because you got a bona fide guard
in Ben Simmons.
But Ben Simmons hasn't proven he's a point guard yet.
That was a project.
Here's the plus. Here's the plus if he goes to Philly. I put it like this. Here's the plus. He'll finally get to work with a big man who can play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
The minus thing is you have a point guard in Ben Simmons, and I think this guy, he plays the same way that LeBron does. He dominates the perimeter a lot. He dominates the ball. He's got great vision. He plays the same way.
I don't think he's a point.
Listen, I was wanting to ask this question. I was thinking about this the other day. I was telling my uncle this after game one.
Mm-hmm.
What if I want to throw this idea out there to, you know, other sports heads? What if LeBron wouldn't have left Miami?
Ooh.
Just hear me out on this. Today, if he stays in Miami, let D Wade, you know, they could have still went to the Eastern Conference Finals with that team. They probably his final streak probably wouldn't be as long as it is. Okay. All right, but let's say everything happened the way it did. OKC get ran by Golden State. KD get mad. What if KD end up going to Miami? Mm.
During that time, or are you talking about when
The reason I'm saying this, man, is deep in my heart of hearts, but I think LeBron messed up by going back to Cleveland, because I think he would end up with more titles if he'd stay in Miami. Because remember, Kevin Durant went to Miami for an interview before he went to Golden State, before they went to the Hands.
That is true. So Pat Riley did have him in the office. That's true.
If LeBron would have stayed in Miami, Kevin Durant would have went to Miami. Because they had already played on Team USA together.
Yep.
But that team probably wouldn't even been attacked. It would have been a few people.
It would have been a better team. But you would imagine the team you could have built around Kevin Durant.
You would have still D Wade with enough of love. You would have had D Wade.
He could have came off the bench for you.
Well, but why did D Wade leave? D Wade left because of money. LeBron had already left.
Right.
LeBron was gonna leave. I think LeBron was gonna leave anyway. Not on the strength of I think he did accomplish what he wanted to do. He went somewhere and he had to get some championships under his belt, especially in year 9. Because he won his first.
He could have got more titles if he stayed in Miami. Because you'd have got more free agents.
That's hypothetical. That's hypothetical. I think, you know,
I guarantee you Durant would have went to Miami if LeBron was there. I guarantee you that.
I don't think so, because Durant been in the league how long? Durant been in the league about what? He came in 07, I believe. I don't think Durant, I mean, he had a good combination down there with Harden and Westbrook.
He was done with Westbrook. They gave the raise. And let Westbrook do what the hell you want to do. But I'm saying, mm-hmm. if LeBron James, I think he jumped the gun. If he would have gave Miami one more year until Durant became a free agent, Durant would have been in Miami, and they'd have been winning more titles.
I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, he came back to Cleveland and won a title. So you saying he could have won more. That's all hypothetical.
I think he's done. I'm not going to say on his behalf he's done.
I just don't know if Cleveland has enough now, because with these high salaries, I mean, they done really put themselves in the negative. I think last year they were coming in at negative $50 million or something like that in luxury tax hit.
And that's my point. That's been my whole point.
Right. And at the end of the day, I don't think LeBron can go anywhere else and win another ring. That's truly what I believe, because I just don't know.
The only way he can win another ring, he got to take less money.
Players that play with LeBron, they change their game, because he does so much. And those players, Kevin Love, bona fide player when he got there. even Clarkson and Nance, they were pretty decent down in L.A. Kyrie was dominant, you know what I'm saying? But Kyrie had to, you know, had to learn how to play off LeBron. Everybody has to learn how to play off LeBron. But what I can say is this, and I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, that's a great thing. What I'm going to say is if nobody tells him nothing different than what he's been doing, he's going to continue to do the same thing. I have to make those guys. He's a coach killer. I tell you that right now, he's a coach killer.
It's not necessarily that. This is my thing to piggyback on what you were saying. He can go somewhere else, but first of all, defensively, they have to be 1 through 5. The starting lineup have to be C plus to B minus defenders off top. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to be Golden State. You got to be able to defend in high pressure moments. Okay, so if you got a C plus defender on your team, then you got a D minus, then you got a D, then you got a C. No, they ain't gonna get it. Not with Thompson, Durant, and Curry. No, they ain't gonna get it done. To defend those three, you gotta have B plus. You can have three of D guys on them. That's what you need. Three of D guys on them. Your point guard to your three, gotta be three and D guys.
Yes, T. What was your question?
Who had the best defense in the league this year? Was it Boston?
Mm-hmm.
Boston was the best.
Boston. They didn't have their two best players.
Okay, but they still.
If I want to be funny with your Cavs, y'all shouldn't have never beat down Indiana. The league bailed y'all out in that series.
Bailed us out. Let's go back to who has the best defense in the NBA. Who's the number one team in the NBA? I believe it was Boston, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Boston didn't make the finals. We made the finals playing at number 29 defensively in the league.
So that says that more about me. Boston ain't have their best two players though, bro.
But Kyrie don't play no defense. Kyrie ain't never played defense. He's an offensive one-on-one
threat.
He's
a better offensive player than George Hill.
He's a better offensive player than Terry Rozier, too.
And J.R. Smith.
Actually, Indiana had the best defense for this year. Boston and Golden State.
Okay.
It was Indiana, Boston, Golden State, and who else?
Cleveland.
Indiana had the top defense?
Yes.
Okay.
Two out of those three, we beat the best defense. Y'all got by them.
But let me ask you this.
Now we play a Golden State team who's a better offensive team
and a better defensive team.
Indiana and Boston was 13 and Indiana was 15.
Let me ask you a question. And here's my issue overall with LeBron and his legacy. You know, I thought when you played pro sports, you know, when I ran track to win, bro. I was not there just to be out there and get a participation ribbon. It's like you look at the fact that LeBron James is going 8 times, but you're not going there just to be there. You're going there to win. And if you're not winning, if you're not getting that number one spot, all you get is a participation ribbon. And I don't know about you, but that ain't good enough for me. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, I
ran an 8.8 in the 2 mile. I went in there to win. I didn't go in there to just be in the meet and get my name in the paper. I went in there to win.
And Will, that's mentality. That's a mentality. You went in there and you was going to do whatever it took to do whatever you need to get done. To go back to the defense, I think San Antonio had the number one defense. Utah was second. Boston was third. Miami was fourth. Portland was fifth. Okay, and so out of all those teams, out of Miami, which did horribly in the playoffs, and you look at Boston, we beat them. Utah was definitely beat us 3 times, I think, just regular season. in San Antonio. San Antonio was the best defense in the league, but when you be talking plus or minus, and then you look at the offensive end, Golden State, it just puts up a ton of points. I don't think they're a great defensive team. I think they do a good job just scoring offensively.
Well, they hold Cleveland the 103, a lot of that was garbage. So before LeBron went out of the game, it was all the, what? They was at 93 points, I believe it was. 93 or 91, so.
Well, we was,
you
well,
think more about the defense. They lock up when they need to. How about that? They lock up when they need to. And I'm telling you.
Well, I think they, y'all don't, I think they trap well. I think they trap well, and they do some things. They did some things early against LeBron. LeBron couldn't get going. So, I'd say they did a good job. But that's scheming, and that's scouting. But overall, like I said, when we can't score effectively, which we haven't done all year, this team is not supposed to be in the finals. And we haven't scored consistently. We're lucky to be here, but we're here now. And my thing is this. I don't like getting beat this bad after we played a team before. We know what this team is about. We know what they can do. And everybody just got to get locked in. It's a shame that we playing this team again, and we play them worse now, knowing we played them before than we did when we first played.
That's half the problem right there. You ain't got Kyrie Irving. That's half your problem right there.
And I can't take that away from the killer. I mean, you know, he's a killer. And some of those shots
that are
going down, they will go down with Kyrie. I agree.
In your heart of hearts, you should know, playing against this Golden State Warriors team without Kyrie Irving, man, y'all ain't got a shot. Y'all be happy to win a game.
Well,
there's
no way
you're going to lose your second best. Oh, no. It ain't going to be no struggle. Bro, I'm going to get cursed on. I mean, let's just be honest, man. Come on now. I know you from Ohio, but y'all are going to a gunfight with a water pistol and a slingshot.
I agree.
It ain't even funny.
I agree, but at the same time, you never can go wrong with LeBron James. When you got LeBron James, you can do some things.
So you say, hold on, Will.
I'm gonna take that thought process. Okay, let's take that thought process. Okay, Kevin Durant, in the last 2 years, they didn't play y'all twice this year. No, in the finals, 5 games, 4-1. 2 times in the regular season, they beat you twice. So that's 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 times, 8. So y'all didn't play y'all 9 times in the last 2 years. They only won 1 game.
Wait a minute.
You really won. Take away. Then 1 game. You won game 3 last year. That was it. They beat you 2 this regular season. They beat you 4 last year. And now 2 up already. So that's what? 8 out of 9.
Y'all gonna have to break the record of 3-pointers again to beat them. That's the only reason they. And the ref spots you 32. And the ref spots you 22 free throws.
To me, in this whole thing.
Nobody in the league can shoot like Golden State. That's what it is.
It's just too much
power. Knock them down is cool. If we're not. But nobody shoots better than Golden State. So
it's just too much.
Y'all fighting the worst uphill battle. Then the 0-1, then the 0-1 Sixers, and the 0-2 Nets.
And see, this is my thing, fellas. And this is my thing, fellas.
Right.
I didn't want to, not because I'm hating on Bron per se, but I didn't want to see this because he struggled against Indiana. I ain't worried about Toronto because Toronto, those are the biggest frauds I ever see. They're the biggest frauds. They're the biggest frauds. It is even more frogs than that 60-win Hulk team. Y'all remember that 60-win Hulk team?
It ain't even got nothing to do with that. You just take, it's a microcosm. You take, when you get enough evidence of data, you can make a sound analysis. Since Kevin Durant in the last 2 years that he played, from June to June, they have played a total, before the series even started, they had played a total of 8 times, because that went seven times. Golden State has won 6 out of 7.
See,
right. We talking about a bona fide all-star team here, man. We ain't talking about You had Kevin Durant and what's there?
And that's why.
I mean, there's nothing.
That's why.
I mean, to be here playing against them that, right now.
I mean, no, nothing because you didn't. You got by the whole playoff. But it's a saying in the South we got. You get by, but you don't get away. You got by, but you ain't finna get away.
By? Right.
You got by, but you ain't getting away. You gonna learn today. You ain't learned from last year. And then they had the nerve to lose their second best player and think y'all finna. Man, please.
I don't think I made one post, and I don't think I've said one thing on here.
Of course, you can.
About
you could.
Well, the situation is, you got to take it game by game. I can't. Right. Hypothetically, be like game three is going to be this. We're going back to Cleveland. We're coming home,
right?
And we played well at home, man. And
you definitely shoot better at home.
Get some home cooking.
You definitely.
Let me ask you.
You definitely shoot better at home.
If we can.
You definitely shoot better at home.
Let me ask you this. Y'all lost one home playoff game this year. And that was the who?
Indiana.
Golden State.
Okay. No. I said
playoff game was Indiana.
And when y'all lost that game, was it a small margin of victory or did Indiana curse?
Well, we never beat. The thing was, in that series against Indiana, I don't think the games that we did beat them, I think the most we beat them by in every game was about four. We got through.
I think if Indiana had
beat us the first game, what was that first game? I think it was, 15? Maybe?
15.
No,
20. Around there? Okay, 20. And they couldn't pull it off again. Every game is different, and that's why it's a series. Like I said, we'll regroup. I don't know
if y'all can make Kyrie Irving in y'all lineup, y'all might have a shot.
Well, that ain't gonna happen because he hurt, and we don't want no hurt guys in our lineup.
But him hurt better than George Hill, J.R. Smith.
well, I ain't saying much about J.R. Smith. We already know but George Hill obviously stepped up, and I give him his credit.
Okay, let me ask you this: as a Cleveland Cavaliers fan, give me the blueprint on how. And win the series. Because now you got to win
the series.
Hold on. Before you go, you got to beat Golden State. Four out of next five. No injuries. Just tell me how you all going to win beat them 4 out of 5.
Well, I can't look ahead like that. I can go to the next game, and I know how we can probably do better in game three.
You definitely shoot better.
You want y'all to do something y'all ain't did good all year long. Got it.
We played good defense at times.
Amen. Magic on a Tuesday night in October.
Got us to the finals.
Guys definitely play better at home. That is true.
That's like saying y'all the tallest midget. That's like saying you the tallest midget, man. I'm tired of this.
But Tony C.
Man, you just keep being the tallest midget all the time. That's what you go hang your hat on.
What I'm hanging my hat on is we got LeBron James. And as long as we got LeBron James here in Northeast Ohio, we already got a chance.
I appreciate you, Gene. Gene, I gotta tell you, man. I appreciate you.
Sticking up,
repping your team, showing that faith in LeBron. Hey,
for real?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I bet he won't put his mortgage on him though. I bet.
I won't put it on the series, but I'll put it on LeBron James.
Yeah.
I love it, man. You tell me what he can't do, and I take his chances.
I love it,
I'm
man.
I'm telling you, he can't beat the Warriors as the Avengers assemble.
He ain't Thanos.
It ain't look good since
we in the finals. Who is your favorite team?
Oh, I'm a Laker fan, but I'm real. Okay.
Wait a minute.
My team
is in the finals. That's all I'm going to say. My team.
I'd rather my team to be home
and
right now.
Guess what?
And get curved.
Guess
on.
What? We've been in the finals the last 4 years. The Lakers.
And the last time my team.
You know what? I didn't even think about this. You a Lakers fan? Won't you call up to Cleveland? Call Dan Gilbert. Call Kobe Altman, which is the GM. Say, come get Clarkson.
That.
Come get Clarkson and come get Larry Nance.
Nope.
That's what you do. You call him and tell him come get your guys.
Oh,
them guys
gosh.
Are bombs.
Not a bomb.
Yeah, they bomb.
Y'all call the phone ring.
They bomb. And y'all got another bomb in L.A.
Who?
That guy whose dad talk all that crap.
No, he talking about Lonzo.
And Lonzo ain't produced nothing but some losses in the early rise.
He ain't
a
fan of LeBron.
Those guys is on the couch. Those guys is on the couch watching the Cavs play in the finals. That's all I'm saying.
He ain't no fan of Lonzo, man. That's one thing about Tony C, man. He ain't no fan of Lonzo.
That is what
I can't believe that. You've been on this phone for this long, and I didn't know you was a Lakers fan, and you gonna talk about LeBron James?
The last time my team was in the finals, we won. So I ain't got no complaints.
The Lake Show ain't been much of a show lately. Okay,
you know what?
That's fine.
You brought Magic Johnson in. He brought us coffee from Starbucks and all that. That's good. I like that guy. I think he's a great.
You gotta worry. Listen, don't concentrate on my Lake Show. Just concentrate. Go to bed knowing he could.
Hey. Magic Johnson couldn't coach his way in a youth basketball game.
He had Nick Van Exel and
couldn't do nothing with that guy. Y'all got titles. Y'all won. Y'all showtime.
But lately,
it's been about LeBron James. And that's something that you can't
him
hit away.
Getting cursed on. Lately, it's been about Kevin Durant. It's been about Kevin Durant and Golden State Warriors.
And the Cleveland Cavaliers. At 9 o'clock on prime time, you see the runner-up banners that y'all hang in Quicken Loans Arena. I tell you what, I'd rather have some banners in the last 5 years.
We got a bunch of them.
Y'all had the best player in the world. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I could never take nothing away from that. But here in the last couple of years, and them two guys they call basketball players that came to Cleveland, I think his last name is Clarkson, and the other one was Larry Nance. See, his dad was a Cleveland Cavalier. Now, he was dominant.
Will you hear this man sitting on now that they on the team, you should know. Now they bomb.
Yeah.
They weren't bombs back in February when they traded for him.
Sure wasn't.
But now they bomb.
They weren't bombs the first week. I don't know where the hell they went.
Tony C. Didn't you see LeBron dancing with him after every win? He was dancing with him, having a good time with him, and now that they're losing, they bombs.
Oh yeah.
When we lose, I'm a fair weather guy, because I'm gonna call it down the middle. We stuck it up tonight. I think we stuck it up all season. I think we got by.
And here's the thing that makes it even scary.
Northeast Ohio, ain't nothing given, everything's earned.
And here's the thing that's scary. You were talking about Cleveland. Gene, you were talking about Cleveland just got by. Here's the scary thing about just getting by. That East is getting better. Boston's going to come back stronger. Philadelphia's going to come back stronger. Even the Bucks is going to come back stronger than what they were.
I like the Bucks.
It's getting to the point now, man, that, he might not. If Indiana had any more firepower, they would have beat Cleveland.
Will, I'm a realist, and at the end of the day, those teams will be back and they will be stronger. I don't think we will be in the finals next year unless a couple things happen.
Somebody get hurt.
if somebody, I hope not, but if we don't load up, and I don't know if we can load up, we are really, like, thin when it comes to money because of the last couple of years of just trying to keep this team intact and keeping LeBron on the payroll and giving him what he wants. But I think at the end of the day, I'm not looking ahead to if we go get to the finals. This year it was great because this wasn't the normal Cavaliers we've seen in the last couple of years. But to get this far and to see the Lakers watching this from the couch, it's exciting.
You know what we're doing? We signing up our five rings. And you know, we knowing that we never get Curry stumped and swept in the finals. And you know what? They look worse than the Lakers did back in 2004 against the Pistons.
Let's go to this in the West. As long as Durant is with the Golden State Warriors, your Lakers will never win.
And you know what? I can understand that. I'm a realist. I understand that. But I still have seen 5 NBA titles in my lifetime. Has LeBron James won?
I was actually a fan of the Cavs. I cheered for Jerry Jack when LeBron left. I'm a Cavs fan.
I'm still a Cavs fan.
Wait a minute. You done had bums like Terrell Brandon come through there and steal money from y'all.
Terrell Brandon, Mark Price, that coach over there at Golden State right now, Steve Kerr, yeah, him too.
Y'all
had Ron Harper before.
He got a lot of nerve. Michael Jordan gets y'all for 69 points.
You guys had Ron Harper before he got hurt.
We in the moment. You know what I mean? And the Cavs have been in the playoffs the last 4 years. I'm a fan of LeBron. Even when he played. This is how much I'm a fan of the Cavaliers, and I'm a LeBron guy because I'm from Ohio. He was born 20 minutes up the street from where I'm at.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, when LeBron went to Miami, when he didn't play the Cavs, I root for LeBron. But when the Cavs is playing, I turn the Cavs on. I got some bobbleheads from Larry Nance. So I'm a Cavs fan through and through. No matter if we win, lose, or draw, but here's the deal. We're in the moment now. He's relevant. So the Lakers aren't relevant.
And his curse stop is going to be in the moment relevant.
Boom! But people kill me. Like, Laker fans, Michael Jordan fans, all they want to resort back to is championships. We won championships.
That's all that matters.
Do you know how many times Michael Jordan lost before he won one? And he didn't win one until he got Pippen.
But when he got there, he didn't lose.
He didn't win until he got Pippen. And I can say this.
When he got
there, Michael Jordan retired. When Michael Jordan retired, Scottie Pippen led them to the playoffs.
But you didn't.
When he was done, he wasn't there. Scottie Pippen led them to the finals.
But you didn't win a championship.
The Eastern Conference Finals.
But you didn't win a championship.
No, it was the semifinals. They lost to the Knicks.
D-Wade won no more titles after LeBron left.
He had one in 06 with
Shaq. I mean, but what I'm saying is D-Wade hasn't won nothing. D-Wade has a sniff the finals.
Who dominated the Dallas Mavericks? when that
D-Wade came to Cleveland and played off the bench.
J.J. Barea.
D-Wade came to Cleveland and played off the bench.
J.J. Barea dominated y'all in that match series.
He did. J.J. Barea did dominate LeBron.
And old man Jason Tatum.
J.J. Barea was beating LeBron up.
And old man Jason Tatum.
Okay, nobody say, go look at the footage.
And Will.
LeBron James getting beat up by J.J. Barea.
Yes, sir.
Hey, wait, no, the best defenders that ever defended LeBron is Luol Deng
and J.J. Barea.
And Bowen from San Antonio.
And J.J. Barea.
Kawhi from San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
Them is the only three guys that can ever stand in front of LeBron. Uh-huh. And I give Luol Deng a lot of credit because he ain't a really big guy. He's a long guy, but I give him a lot of credit. Now,
is this podcast being recorded?
You on the tape.
J.J. Barea did that man up.
I know you ain't talking about that burrito eating guard.
Burrito.
20, you call him what you want to call him. Was being LeBron up. It's what they're left.
Can't nobody beat LeBron up because you don't believe that.
We got to say in Ohio,
mama, there goes that man.
But Tony C, in all fairness, when we up here bull jiving, but in all fairness, the Mavericks team, that was a good team. That was a good team.
Somebody 6 foot is giving you the business of the defensive end, and you supposed to be the team. I want somebody to find the Michael Jordan beat by Bugs and Miami.
Is that the year you're talking about?
Yeah.
For the title?
For the title, yeah. But that team didn't that team stop the Lakers from three-peating?
Yeah, that was a good team.
People don't give them credit.
But this is what I'm saying, William.
Thank you, William, because they didn't make it out the West. When D-Wade
was by himself and just had little old Shaq, they beat Dallas.
Little old Shaq.
Man, they had Antoine Walker and Jason Williams on that team. They had a team full of knuckleheads and won the title. What are you talking about, man?
You need one or two. You need some balance.
Look at J.R. Smith.
He's not a knucklehead. He's an absent-minded professor. That's a knucklehead right there.
That's the third time I've seen him do some crap like that.
I just want to say, it is footage out there. No matter what my man say, J.J. Barea being LeBron up in 2011 in the fourth quarter. The footage is out there.
Send it to me because one thing I'll never believe, and I know because I'm a LeBron guy and I'm a Cleveland Cavalier guy and I'm a basketball guy.
J.J. Barea could never stop LeBron James.
Am I lying? Did he DM up or did he not DM up?
He did.
Is this after 45 points or is this before?
Hell no, they lost. What you mean?
Because you remember
the Steelers were tied. They had Jason Kidd, who was the point guard there? Jason Kidd. What's the guy that fly around with his arms like Superman? He always flying around.
Jason Terry.
You had Sean Murray.
J.J. Barea, Caron Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Stevenson was on that team.
Yep.
Matter of fact, Deshaun Stevenson was being LeBron up that team too. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Like Shannon Sharp said, yeah.
Well, one thing about it, LeBron can lead his teams. Kobe, when he lost Shaq, he had to wait for
Who the Lakers beat in the finals in 2010?
Sure did.
Boston, right? Show okay, did. Okay. Show I'm just making sure. In 2000, let's go back a year before that's that, 2009. Let me make a point. 2009, Cleveland Cavaliers, no one seed. 65 wins or whatever. Who beat them in the Eastern Conference Finals? Orlando Magic, Dwight Howard, Rashard Lewis bum, Jimmy Timberlake bum, Ray Austin bum. Okay. Who did the Lakers beat?
I think we had Sasha Popovic, Zdrenas
Ilgamov. No, you didn't. You had Mo Williams. Delonte West.
LeBron. You know where he at? The dude walking around the place, man.
With all the number one seed. Y'all want 65, 64 games, something like that.
You gonna be the number one seed when you got LeBron James.
That's a dude. See.
But you got beat by Eden Turkaloo and Rashard Lewis and Skip to my loop.
Okay.
Fire Kobe Bryant get beat by a team with Skip to the Malou on it. Get eliminated by an A-1 player.
Since LeBron been winning titles, the Lakers haven't won none.
A-1 player. William.
Since LeBron been winning titles, the Lakers haven't won none.
Has ever lost to, been eliminated
they
by
an
A-1 player.
They haven't won none.
Skip to Malou beat LeBron James. So not only did you get beat by J.J. Barea, you got beat by Skip to my loop. Come on, man.
In 2009. When did LeBron win his first title?
2012.
Exactly.
He was nine years in.
Wasn't his first finals appearance. It took Jordan a while, too. Jordan came in in 82? And didn't win one until 80 until 90?
He came in 84.
Took him seven years. It took him shorter than LeBron.
Mm-hmm. And he played college.
And LeBron got beat on that way, on the way to his... Before he won his first title, he got beat by Skip to my Lou.
And that happened?
J.J. Barea.
Oh, yeah.
Once LeBron got into his groove, you ain't heard nothing from the Lakers.
Eddie Howe.
We're not the problem. Golden State is your problem. Don't be mad at LeBron.
I'm not mad at Golden State.
Ooh. Be mad at San Antonio.
I love it.
Be mad at those teams. Because you can't make it out the West.
Let me explain something to you. Is how LeBron gonna be the GOAT and Steph Curry finna have just as many rings as him. Durant is only one behind him. And
because the GOAT ain't labeled by rings. Rings.
Because if you go by rings,
then none of them's the GOAT. There's only one GOAT if you go by rings. Is it Bill Russell's the GOAT then? If you want to go by rings.
You can see that. And then Jordan is the second GOAT.
Jordan was a great two guard. That's it.
Jordan was the second GOAT. You for that argument. LeBron might have had the same amount of rings.
How you gonna be the
in how, shortest time?
How you gonna be the height? Can they ask you a question, Gene? Gene, let me ask you a question. How the hell you going to be the best player on both sides of the court? Remember, he won offensive MVP. He was defensive player of the year. He was the first player to have 200 steals and 100 blocks in the same season twice. So you mean to tell me you're the best player on the court and all he is a best two guard? Nah, bruh. Mm-hmm. I ain't buying it. This is why.
Because Jordan couldn't play but one position. Okay, he can only play. He can bring the ball up. LeBron can play all five.
LeBron can't play all five anymore.
Durant can't play all five anymore. Klay Thompson got three.
Mm-hmm.
What's the boy from San Antonio?
If you had a team built like Golden State, when you had Kevin Durant, you should have that many. I would be totally upset if they didn't have that many rings. I would be totally upset. Because
look at all, Dirk Nowitzki got a ring. Dirk Nowitzki
got one ring.
He got, but what the point I'm trying to make is when Jordan was at his prime, he was stopping people. Look how many people who didn't get rings because of Jordan. Look how many Hall of Famers.
LeBron is doing that. LeBron is stopping people. He's stopping the Lakers.
Who
he's
stopping?
He's stopping everybody in the East.
Kobe got five.
Kobe got five, and that was an era where Kobe was dominant in his era. I can't take nothing away from Kobe. But at the end of the day, nobody has done nothing in the West besides San Antonio and Golden State.
And Dallas.
The Lakers were dominant back in the day. What can you do for me now? At least LeBron, I can get my guys to the final. And we play a tough team. And the West has always been stronger. I think the East was stronger a little bit last year more than this year. But at the end of the day, the West is always tough to beat. And you play in a tough conference. And I give the Lakers credit when it's 50, 60 games, sometimes 60, 62 games, sometimes almost 65 at one time. I give them credit. But they never have enough for Golden State. They never have enough for San Antonio.
It's only one person in that era got the same amount of rings as Kobe. Tim Duncan, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, Shaq got four. The next person got one, and that's Dirk.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it. Now look how many people, maybe not in the East, but look, Paul Pierce got one on LeBron watch.
He had to have Kevin Garnett, Big Baby Davis, you can't say that Boston team was dominant that whole when they put those two together. And I would have too with that lineup. That's what you need to whoop LeBron. Don't you understand? You can't have no team with nobody
see,
on it
see,
and play
even
LeBron.
When LeBron had the best team, that big three, they still was only
Tony
two.
C, you're not going to win
they
this argument.
Got two titles.
Tony
out
C.
Never,
Tony
we
C.
never had the, when we had the big three, we won a title.
Tony
that
C,
was the only
up.
Time we had them all together at one time,
Tony
and we
C,
won a title. But when guys got hurt the first year, Love got hurt. Kyrie got hurt, we couldn't win. When we lost Kyrie, there you go. We don't have a victory. There's no victory in Cleveland right now.
Y'all had a victory last year.
The same one y'all won the title with.
But then they add
a big four because you had Durant over there. They needed that.
Back up, Tony C. And here's the thing that I try to get people to see. And Gene, you might not be this way, but here's the thing that kills me about fans of LeBron James. People think LeBron James did it by himself, and he didn't. He didn't win in Miami by himself. He didn't win in Cleveland by himself. So why are you taking that standard to other players? In other words, you say Michael Jordan's just a great player.
When LeBron left Cleveland, they never made the playoffs again. When he come back, they go four straight. When he left Miami, they won titles. When he was there, they won titles. When he left, they never won again. So that leads me to believe that he is the sole piece.
But other
that
people
makes
have
all this work.
Winning titles
other
too.
People,
while LeBron,
other
was
people,
been
but what I'm saying is,
hey, other people have been winning titles.
Hey, other people have
Look,
won titles.
Cleveland, when he left in 09, 010, Cleveland never made the playoffs again.
My argument is between him and Michael Jordan. Jordan at his peak won six titles in 8 years. In the two years that he won, he retired. He didn't even freaking play one and a half of them.
LeBron James at his peak during his 8-year period, other people have won a championship. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And Jordan 8 final in 6 finals, nobody else won. That's my argument.
How can you be dominant if
other people beat you?
He retired. Here's what I'm saying. The question Will said was he's talking about when LeBron played on his teams, they won. They went to the playoffs. When LeBron leaves, they don't do nothing. So that leads me to believe that he is the sole piece that makes that work.
But the Bulls didn't win. Now, since you're saying that,
leads me to believe that without LeBron James leading everybody and carrying everybody, he wouldn't be where he at. He carries teams.
But Michael Jordan, when he left, when he retired, the Bulls didn't win no championship.
No, when Michael Jordan left, they still went to the playoffs.
But he didn't win a title.
But they ain't win a title.
They ain't win
Pippen,
no title.
Scottie Pippen took them to the playoffs.
But he ain't win no title.
But they didn't win the title.
D-Wade still took Miami to the playoffs.
They didn't win the title.
They didn't win the title.
You can't win in the East. Nobody's winning in the East but LeBron.
LeBron ain't winning the title neither, though. That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're saying.
Getting to the finals.
Steph Curry's gonna have three. You want guys to talk about titles like Robert Horry, who didn't play a whole game and then he hit a big shot and then he got seven titles. You want to talk about
Robert
Rodman?
Is a role player.
We're talking about LeBron. LeBron played at a high level all the time. That's a Hall of Fame type talent.
From getting a title.
And plus another thing about Scottie Pippen, when Scottie Pippen left the Bulls, he did absolutely nothing. Did nothing with Portland, did nothing with Houston. Absolutely nothing.
Who did absolutely nothing?
Scottie Pippen? When Scottie Pippen left the Bulls,
I ain't gonna say
Jordan
that.
Jordan didn't win without Scottie Pippen. When Pippen left,
and went to Portland, and vice didn't versa. Win. Didn't win, went to Houston, didn't win. So again, you guys just overvalue that.
I want somebody to answer me that question. What Hall of Fame talent player has LeBron James stopped from getting a title?
LeBron beat the Boston team. They beat Boston in the one playoffs. And that had Paul Pierce.
2011?
I think Paul
Pierce. They had already won a title.
But they stopped.
They had already won the title.
But they still stopped him. They beat Boston.
But they had
and
already
at the end of the
won
day,
the
they
title.
Stopped
him
from winning another.
That's right. But that team that Boston assembled was like no other team. This is when we first started seeing the big three. We started seeing
in
three all stars.
LeBron has never played with
guys of that caliber. Kevin Love is not that type of guy. Kyrie D-Wade is the only one. Him and D-Wade. Chris Bosh, man, listen. When they won the title, they told Chris Bosh to stop shooting the damn ball and get rebounds. He scored 0 points in those games down the stretch when they won. When Ray Allen hit the big one for LeBron, because that's who hit the big one. Chris Bosh had
who got that rebound?
10 rebounds and 0 points.
Who got that rebound and kicked it to Ray Allen?
He kicked it to Ray Allen, but Ray Allen still got to make the shot.
He still got to hit the shot.
That's what they told Bosh to do. They told Bosh we don't need you to be doing all the scoring because he didn't score anyway until D-Wade left on the bench. When D-Wade goes to the bench, he scored points.
Got a rebound.
But hold up, Gene. I got to put your feet to the fire on that, because if you go back and you look at Bosh's overall numbers, what 19,000 point game career score is not going to be in the Hall of Fame. He ain't be up in 2021 with Tim Duncan.
Who you talking about? Who? Chris Bosh. Who you talking about? Ray?
Chris Bosh.
Who you talking about? From
Chris Bosh.
LeBron what?
Chris
Bosh. He scored 19.
Chris Bosh is a damn well near 19,000 career point score. What 19,000 career point score? You know, not in the Hall of Fame.
Man, the guy scored all those points in Toronto. He was in Toronto. Chris Bosh was the man in Toronto.
But you can.
It wasn't no doubt about it.
Thinking right now.
Yeah,
he got to Cleveland.
Chris Bosh over Kevin Love.
When he got to Miami, Chris Bosh was effective the first year. But as the years went on, they was telling Chris Bosh, we don't need you to do all that. We just need you to board a little bit and, you know, saying make sure we get some good matchups and we spread the floor with you because you are dangerous. But LeBron was the key to them winning championships. Here's the deal. The fact of the matter is Miami did not win after LeBron left a title.
You know that.
The Bulls didn't win a title with Scottie,
but other people
all right. All right. But LeBron leaves and he goes to Cleveland and he wins one. So if he don't win that one, I can agree with you and be like, yeah, well, LeBron did. But he actually left there and he still won a title. So that makes me to believe.
Kevin Durant and Steph Curry have going to have just as many titles. I think Durant going to end up with more titles than him. And how can you be the GOAT? How can you be the GOAT and Steph Curry going to have more rings than you?
LeBron can go to any team he wanted to in the NBA, okay? He chose to go back to Cleveland because that's where his heart is at, okay? Durant, in other words, didn't choose to go back home because it was no home for him. He came in with the Seattle Supersonics and then it turned into Oakland.
Well, he chose to go
where he can ride some, you know what, and get a title. That's just the bottom line, because he couldn't do it with him and his guy Westbrook, which I would take Westbrook anywhere with me because I like his style of play. He's an old school type of LeBron.
LeBron couldn't do it without Wade.
He did. He went to Cleveland and did it.
Yeah, Chris Bosh.
That's after he had already won.
He had Kyrie.
No, he went to Cleveland. He had Kyrie.
You take that 40 points away from Kyrie.
But
Irving.
He had already won with Wade.
And we talking about a banged up Kyrie. How many titles did he have before he went to Miami? He had zero. He won his first one in 2012.
Okay.
He really had one.
Who was the starting shooting guard on that team?
Who was the starting guard on what, the 2012 team? Or the team LeBron is the guard.
That's the point. No, LeBron was the forward. D Wade was the starting two guard.
D Wade was the starting two guard, Mario Chalmers was the one.
Was the point exactly? So we downplaying D Wade contributions.
What I'm saying is LeBron is a point forward. LeBron always brings the ball up. The offense starts with him everywhere he goes.
Without D Wade, he don't win them titles.
Without D Wade, he don't win them. I'm not gonna say they didn't need each other, but I'm gonna say this:
D Wade
left Miami. When he left Miami, D Wade couldn't win no titles. He already had his, so he didn't have to prove nothing to LeBron. He had already took over the Dallas Mavericks series. LeBron had to prove himself. From 2006 to 2012, D Wade couldn't win shit.
What do you mean? He had already won the title.
From 2006 to 2012, till he got LeBron, he couldn't win shit.
He had one more title than LeBron. LeBron had been to the finals. Each one of them had been to the finals. They went to the finals back to back years. Hold on, let me make this point. They went to the finals back to back years. D Wade in 06, LeBron in 07. D Wade shook his team on his back. What LeBron do? Got curved stomped.
Have has
but people don't, yeah, people don't like to talk about that. People don't like to talk about that. D-Wade and LeBron both went to the finals back-to-back years.
Has D-Wade
and the result was totally different.
Has D-Wade won the title since LeBron left?
No!
Has LeBron won a title since he left Miami?
He won one. The same. That's the same thing I'm saying about. But no, that's the same thing. But that's the same thing I'm saying in reverse. D-Wade had won one before LeBron got there. LeBron had won one since he left. My point is, D-Wade had his first. He did. He showed his ass first.
He had the best sitting in the game at the time. Yeah, Shaq.
No, the year before, you know, the Pistons. Shaq, the Pistons.
Shaq,
the,
left,
the,
Shaq
the, well, wait a
Shaq,
minute.
Shaq left the Orlando. Then went to Miami, right?
No, he left the Lakers and went to Miami. But the year before, the Pistons had not. D-Wade him out when D-Wade was hurt in game 7. So, obviously, Shaq won that dominant. He couldn't hold off the Pistons when D-Wade was hurt.
But Shaq's not a guard. Year, Shaq's not a guard.
Well,
he
what I'm saying
to
you, a healthy D-Wade that next year took the Pistons out in 6. That same Pistons team, Detroit bought that same Pistons team back. D-Wade, they had no answer for D-Wade. D-Wade gave the business. He was healthy. And then in the Dallas, they got the business. But LeBron, he took that same Pistons team out in the conference finals when he scored the 25. You know, I give him that. He did it. Yeah, in the fourth quarter, he did that. But when it came to the finals, no more. San Antonio made him quit. Tap back. Well,
San Antonio was the only, San Antonio
the only
action.
The only goal I know they that ever swept State. In the NBA Finals.
That's the San Antonio was the go. They was the team. They was the Golden State of the league then.
Yeah, no, they weren't because we used to knock them out every other year.
Yep.
We beat them in two. We swept them in 2001. Beat them in 5 in 2002. Beat him in 6 in 2006. I mean 2004. Beat him in 5 in 2008. And then 2009, they ain't even make it. So all this San Antonio mythology that be going around, y'all, people be talking about, we own San Antonio.
And forgive me if I'm wrong, but San Antonio never won a title back-to-back years. Am I correct in that?
I think Tim Duncan got 5. Kobe got what, 6?
Kobe got five,
but we got 7 finals appearance. But in all 5 of the title reigns, I think out of 5, 4 we beat them on the way to the title.
You can't own them if Tim Duncan got 5.
We own them.
Kobe got 5. He got 5. Tim D got 5.
But
Tim D got 5.
A lot of times they didn't beat us. We beat them to get our on the way to our 5. They didn't beat us on the way to our.
Antonio C, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I thought San Antonio never won titles in back-to-back years.
They never did. That's why that mythology that they got out there about them is like, I don't believe in it. Because I know that we dominated them. That's why I say we owned them. Because when we was on our run, they didn't get nothing.
Oh, my goodness. All right, guys.
San Antonio got no back-to-back.
Nope. They won in 99. They won in 2003. Mm-hmm. They won in 2014.
They never won titles in back-to-back.
And I might be missing one more. No back-to-back. In 05. They won in 05. They beat Detroit in 05. No back-to-back. It was every other year. And then they went that gap when from 07 to 14.
2003, 2005, 2007, 2014.
No repeat. They never repeated. They wasn't dominant. They were just every other year. Every year. And then after 07, they ain't go back to 2013. They went back.
They went back to the finals. They was in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But
the Lakers was knocking them out. Bing, bing. They got beat by New Orleans Hornets, I think in 2010 or 2009. One of Chris Paul and them knocked them out. Bitch slapper.
Tim Duncan killed Tim Duncan still got 5 rings.
He got 5 rings, but a lot of times he lost as the favorite. People don't know that. People don't like to, they sweep that up under the rug. But it's been plenty of times he's the number one seed and didn't make it to the conference finals.
Five-time NBA champion, 3-time NBA Finals MVP, 2-time NBA most. How many valuable player did Kobe win? I think he won one.
They only gave him one.
Yeah, they only gave him one.
They only gave him one.
Both of them,
that Nash won, one supposed to win to Shaq and one supposed to win to Kobe.
Sure should've.
Everybody know that.
Sure should've.
But they ain't where it went.
I know that.
That's what it was.
But that's where it went. To me, he's more accomplished in his 5 championships than Kobe was. I mean, he's 8-time.
How can he be more accomplished? And Kobe was a 2-time Finals MVP and played with and beat him head to head. We beat him in 2001.
He was a 3-time Finals MVP.
Okay. But let's talk about head to head. When we played each other, 2001 we swept you. 2003 they won, first one, so that's 1-1. 2004 beat them in 6. 2008 beat them in 5. We played 5 times head to head. Kobe won 3. They only won 2. That's head to head. So how's you if you better than me, you supposed to win. And we dominated them, man. But
here we go. Now I'm gonna revert it back to how y'all revert it and go back to titles. They both got 5 titles. That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he got 5. So I don't care how he done it or which route he went, he got 5. Kobe got 5. To me, he was more dominant. 3-time he won the MVP award to a center at that. Now mind you, a center, not a guard. A center won MVP. A center. That tells me a lot about a guy who doesn't handle the ball. Because Tim Duncan couldn't dribble to save his life.
Tim Duncan wasn't the center. He's the greatest power forward the game's ever seen. He's not a center.
That's right.
Exactly. And
yep.
I can't argue with you about your criteria. I'm just giving you the fact. In 2001, he outplayed Tim Duncan. In 2004, he outplayed Tim Duncan. In 2008, he outplayed Tim Duncan in those series. That's head to head. I'm just saying.
And real quick,
the footage is there. So.
And real quick, I just
want to. And in those 3 years, they only won one game.
And real quick, I just want to give a shout out to that 2004 Detroit Pistons team. That one of the best defensive teams of all time.
Oh, hell yeah. Now, Golden State would have a problem with them. And if they played by their rules,
mm-hmm.
that team would give Golden State hell.
Yep.
And I think that's part of the issue with being competitive against Golden State, the rules are so lax. I mean, against contact,
can't touch nobody.
Like you can't touch them.
Can't touch nobody.
So if you can't touch them, you're gonna have a hard time beat. They like a featherweight and if you try to get physical with them, of course they're gonna wilt. But over 7 games, they're not gonna let you be physical like that.
Right.
That's why
it's
gonna be tough for anybody to beat them, man. You know, with them 3 shooters, when you got 2 shooters and a scorer like Durant, I mean, good luck. Yeah, Shaq and Kobe had a problem with. Hell, I wouldn't want to play them.
Yeah.
I'm glad they came along now.
All right, guys. Very, very quickly before we get out of here for the night.
I don't know what Ty Lue, he could go in the lab and do. He need to create the damn Monstars on Space Jam or something. Cause
well, he can't coach in the game. So him sitting down analyzing anything obviously ain't going to work neither. So he's not the coach for the job. But we got what we got. And,
we'll go from there.
I don't know too much many more adjustments we can make, but.
They need to hire that hit man that took out Nancy Kerrigan and see if he can take out
Kevin Durant or Steph Curry.
Oh my goodness.
Real quick, guys, the building, man.
Real quick, guys, don't forget to check out all the other shows on Rant and Radio. Because we went over tonight, so and I got to work tomorrow, so there won't be a sports report tomorrow night. We'll be back the following week, but I want to go ahead and get the other shows out there so you guys can know and check them out. Tuesday we'll come back with all new episodes of The Shining Wizards, followed by The Rant with Double A and Tony C. Friday night we'll be back with Rant and Wrestling and Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Sunday we'll have the What Are You Reading comic book show with that Thanos Loving Surfer. And then Monday night will be the return of the Sports Report podcast, 11:15 p.m. Monday night, right after Monday Night Raw.
June the 11th.
Yes, we shall return.
Know the date,
Can we listen to this? Can we listen to this episode? We can go back and listen to it.
Yes, it'll be on Rant. It'll be on rantandradio.com sometime tomorrow. If you want to hit me up in the group page and you want to listen to it beforehand, I can definitely do that for you as well.
Okay, that'll work for you. Yeah, I appreciate
Gene.
Yeah, man, this was fun, man. This was fun. I felt like I was on Undisputed a little bit.
You were hanging in there until I found out you was a damn Laker fan.
man. That's perfect goal all the way through.
What's your name, man?
Oh, I'm Tony C, man. Tony C.
Okay, Tony C, man. It was nice talking to you, okay?
I want to say thank you to Doom. I want to say thank you to Tony C. I want to thank you to first-time caller Gene for being on the show tonight. I do appreciate it. Next time we'll have a post-game show. It will be Wednesday right after the game. Game will be in Cleveland. So maybe Cleveland, they play better
on the belly of America.
Don't say that.
You know I'm messing with them.
Look, I do not want to piss off the fans in Cleveland. I don't want to do that. We got a couple of them here. We got Gino.
At least they ain't from New Jersey. That's all.
We got Gene, and I think Casey Bates, I think, is in Cleveland. I'm not sure. I know he's a Browns fan, so I think he's in Cleveland as well. All right, guys. Thank you for calling.
Where you from, man, Tony?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm down here in Florida, man.
I'm in Augusta.
Oh, you're in Atlanta, Florida? Okay. Good, man. Hang around there long enough to get hit by a hurricane.
I'm in Augusta, Georgia.
All right, guys.
I'm in Augusta, Georgia, home of the Masters. So.
I'm in Canton. I'm in the Hall of Fame city.
Okay.
Pro Football Hall of Fame. Yes. Yep. Yeah.
I gotta get my way up.
So we'll all get back and do this again. Tony C, I'm looking forward to debating with you again. I hope you get on here.
Keep looking on the group page, guys. I'll post a reminder up that we're doing a post show after the game. Double A is giving me the go ahead to do it as long as ranking and program's not on. Friday might be a stretch. I think I can make it Friday because Tumblr and Throwbacks normally ends what, about 11 or so. So I think I might be able to make it on Friday for a post game show. So definitely.
Yeah, that might be the that might be the last.
Wait a minute. So Tony, you really, hold on, one thing before we get out of here. In this couple of minutes, I got to go because I got to tend to my youngest. Tony, you from Orlando, Florida. LeBron came down there and won two titles down there, and this is how you treat him? Shame on you.
Actually, he's in Miami. I ain't got nothing to do with Miami.
It's Florida.
I ain't got nothing. No. I don't give a damn.
It's different down there, man. Gene, let me tell you, man.
I'm a Mamba fan. It's all about the Mamba, man.
It's different in Florida, man.
The Mamba mentality.
It's different in Florida, man. I'm a Florida State fan. Tony C, you know that. I'm a Florida State fan, and it's different because...
Right.
Because that Florida State fan, we don't get along with Miami fans. We don't get along with Florida fans. We just don't. Just that disconnect. So it's completely.
Yeah, they got a lot of delusions and grandeur on both sides of the fan base.
I think I was the only person. I think I was the only person, Gene, in the world that said Florida State was going to be Alabama, and we got rocked.
But I'm going by the Lakers is the Cleveland Browns of the NBA right now, so it's good.
Oh, he's got to go on the go. Oh, all right,
guys,
goodness.
I gotta go.
Thank you, guys.
Till next Wednesday, Tony. Hey, Tony. Till next Wednesday, see you. Okay.
Hey, man. Go watch that AFC championship game between the Broncos and the Browns. We're gonna have Ernest Biner appreciation night on Wednesday night.
All right, guys, I am out of here. Thank you guys for calling in. We'll see y'all later. Y'all take care. All right, later, guys. Man.